In this bulletin, confusion with the new travel bubble as 17 New Zealanders are caught entering Melbourne. The World Health Organisation warns of surging coronavirus cases in Europe. And in sport, the Richmond Tigers advanced to a third AFL Grand Final in four seasons. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Seventeen passengers have been caught entering Melbourne after travelling from New Zealand under the Trans-Tasman bubble arrangement. Passengers flew from New Zealand to Sydney yesterday, then got on a flight to Melbourne. Melbourne is currently not accepting international travellers. The travel bubble arrangement includes New South Wales, the Northern Territory and the ACT. Meanwhile, there were emotional scenes at Sydney Airport as loved ones were reunited. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard says the state has welcomed New Zealand travellers.
It's another confirmation that New South Wales is actually the gateway to the rest of the country, the rest of Australia. And we welcome our Kiwi friends coming in, but we're also doing it in a very COVID-safe way.
New Zealanders will today vote for a new government in a widely anticipated election that was delayed by a month because of the re-emergence of COVID-19. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern's success in combating the virus a second time has seen her approval ratings increase, according to multiple poll figures. New Zealanders aren't just heading to the polls to decide a government, they're also voting on two major social issues in an unusual double referendum. Voters will have their say on legalising recreational cannabis and assisted dying. Legalising either would make New Zealand the first country to do so via a public vote. It's the final day of polling in the ACT, and voters are the first in a major Australian election to cast their ballots electronically, including with information in 12 different languages. 60% of Canberrans have already voted following a push to get votes in early due to health concerns. After guiding the ACT through bushfires and the pandemic, Chief Minister Andrew Barr says his response to the crises is proof of his party's credentials.
Experience in government matters, but so too is what your plan for the future is. And we've outlined an ambitious jobs and economic recovery plan for Canberra.
His opponent is Liberal leader Alistair Coe. A new study by CQ University has found migrants from multicultural communities in Sydney are experiencing severe difficulties due to the pandemic. 42% of survey respondents expressed challenges with finding work. 60% reported feeling unsafe. Housing, food, finances and access to social services were also identified as concerns. Experts say these issues are compounded by other challenges, with respondents experiencing difficulties accessing health information, English language classes and support group activities. European Union negotiator Michel Barnier is travelling to London to continue negotiations on a post-Brexit trade agreement. It comes after Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson threatened to end talks unless there's a major shift in the EU's approach. There's still major disagreements over fishing rights and state help for businesses. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte says he believes there's a basis for an agreement to be made.
My interpretation, knowing Boris Johnson, is slightly more positive. In a sense that he also has, by implication, signaled that he wants the talks to continue and that he hopes a compromise is possible.
The UK and the EU are hoping for a zero-tariff agreement to govern their trading relationship once the UK's post-Brexit transition period ends on the 31st of December. The World Health Organization says the number of coronavirus cases in Europe last week is triple the number reported during the first week in March. The WHO's technical lead on COVID-19, Maria van Kerkhove, says there are concerns over the ability of hospitals to cope with the surge in cases.
It isn't just the increasing case numbers that we're seeing. It's the increasing in hospitalization and the increase in the number of individuals who are in ICU. We know of a number of cities across Europe where ICU capacity will be reached in the coming weeks.
And to sport in the AFL, Richmond are into their third grand final in the last 4 years after defeating Port Adelaide. Richmond will face either Brisbane or Geelong at the Gabba next week. A dynasty record is on offer. They're vying to become just the 9th team in history to win 3 premierships in 4 years. Captain Trent Cotchin says he and his teammates can dare to dream.
I think that's the beauty of having been there before, is that you know exactly what's required. It was a challenging year for all teams, and, you know, credit to our boys, we give ourselves another chance. Next weekend at the Gabba, so incredibly grateful.
And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, sunny 27. Adelaide, partly cloudy 19. Melbourne, showers easing 19. Hobart, possible rain developing 14. Canberra, showers 22. Wollongong, late shower or 2, 24. Sydney, much the same, 26. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 28. Brisbane, similar conditions, 29. Cairns, mostly sunny, 31. And Darwin, possible shower or storm, 31. This is SBS News.